Unit 7. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are five recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken two times.When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read A.I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Sarah,Please type this letter for me. I need it urgently. Sarah, please type this letter for me. I need it urgently.
Two.Would you do me a favor to help me with my lesson? Would you do me a favor to help me with my lesson?
Three. I'm so sorry that I can do nothing to help you.I'm so sorry that I can do nothing to help you.
Four. John is such a kind person that he always offers help when you need him. John is such a kind person.That he always offers help when you need him.
Five. I would rather he hadn't helped me at all. I would rather he hadn't helped me at all.
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
6. Why did Mary lose her temper yesterday?
Don't you know she wasn't promoted as she expected?
Question. How was Mary yesterday? Why did Mary lose her temper yesterday?
Don't you know she wasn't promoted?As she expected.
Question. How was Mary yesterday?
7. May I use your bike?
Of course, if I had one.
Question. Will the woman ride the man's bike? May I use your bike?
Of course, if I had one.
Question. Will the woman ride the man's bike?
Eight. What's the matter with you, madam?
I'm afraid my leg's broken because I fell off my bike. Can you do me a favor and take me to the hospital?
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? What's the matter with you, madam?
I'm afraid my leg's broken because I fell off my bike. Can you do me a favor and take me to the hospital?
Question.What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? Nine. Excuse me, can you tell me the way to People's Park?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm new here too.
Question. Where does this dialogue possibly take place? Excuse me, can you tell me the way to People's Park?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm new here too.
Question. Where does this dialogue possibly take place? Ten. Why am I always so unlucky? I lost my phone again.
I have reminded you many times to take care of it.
Question. Why was the man so sad? Why am I always so unlucky? I lost my phone again.
I have reminded you many times to take care of it.
Question. Why was the man so sad?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
Old Mr. Smith has been living on the same street for 30 years. People in the neighborhood all know he has the habit of walking in the park nearby in the morning. One morning, however, his family was surprised to see him being brought back home in a police car. A policeman told them,I found him in the park. This gentleman couldn't find his home, and so I brought him back here. Confused, his son asked him, Dad, you have been living here for 30 years. You are so familiar with the park that you can walk home from there with your eyes closed. How could you get lost? Mr. Smith smiled and whispered to his son, I just felt too tired to walk home.It's an unusual way of asking for help, isn't it?
Second reading.
Old Mr. Smith has been living on the same street for 30 years. People in the neighborhood all know he has the habit of walking in the park nearby in the morning. One morning, however, his family was surprised to see him being brought back home in a police car.A policeman told them, I found him in the park. This gentleman couldn't find his home, and so I brought him back here. Confused. His son asked him, Dad, you have been living here for 30 years. You are so familiar with the park that you can walk home from there with your eyes closed. How could you get lost? Mr. Smith smiled and whispered to his son, I just felt too tired to walk home. It's an unusual way of asking for help. Isn't it?
Final reading.
Old Mr. Smith has been living on the same street for 30 years. People in the neighborhood all know he has the habit of walking in the park nearby in the morning. One morning, however, his family was surprised to see him being brought back home in a police car. A policeman told them, I found him in the park. This gentleman couldn't find his home, and so I brought him back here. Confused, his son asked him, Dad, you have been living here for 30 years. You are so familiar with the park that you can walk home from there with your eyes closed. How could you get lost? Mr. Smith smiled and whispered to his son, I just felt too tired to walk home. It's an unusual way of asking for help, isn't it?